State education officials have been monitoring the Torino-based St. John International for several years. The for-profit college was created by an act of the legislature in 2008, and three state senators, Democrat Sylvia Larson and Lou D'Alessandro, and Republican Nancy Stiles, have sat on its board. Almost from the start, the college has faced low enrollments, money problems, and complaints from employees that they weren't being paid. Ed McKay, chairman of the state's Higher Education Commission, says the state told the college in May it would need confirmation of its financial health, including proof it could make payroll and make good on any outstanding claims. But
the financial information we received was, in our view, incomplete and did not provide a full and accurate picture of their financial status.
State securities regulators are also keeping an eye on the college. Last week, the New Hampshire Securities Bureau issued a cease and desist order to stop the school from selling shares to investors. St. John could challenge that order. The vice chair of its board and its lobbyist, Concord lawyer Jim Bianco, didn't return a call for comment. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.